Yay, it's live. Hey guys, what's up? It's DJ Val, your pal. Just got back. It's so crazy. Everybody's in Austin for BitBlock Boom, and now I had to leave Austin to come back from BitBlock Boom, and I didn't get to go, but I got to go to a beautiful friend's wedding, and it was magical. We got to play some tunes, have some fun, celebrate love. So that was felt really nice and really nourishing to my little soul. But when I came home, I got home yesterday, I was like, man, I am so excited to be home and get back to work on my little project. And as I was presenting it to somebody this morning, this last couple of weeks, I've been feeling a little stuck because of my reliance on a couple other people that I thought were going to be like key players in the program and the project. And it turns out that they're not going to be. But a couple of weeks of my life force energy has been, you know, spent in a way that didn't really yield me returns that I'm looking for. It weeded out people, you know, so that's good. But, I still love these people, but we're just not meant to be business associates that way. I've been a little stuck because I'm like, do I really want to push forward in this direction or this direction? What are the consequences of these decisions, you know, if I go this way or that way? And, you know, that's a really, really big, important ingredient of these tricks, you know? So, hi. What I learned is when I get stuck, there's lots of ways. Obviously, there's probably 100 ways to get yourself unstuck. But when you're feeling like you really have got that itch to move forward and you don't want to just sit and not make progress, sometimes that's exactly what you have to do. So number one is just walk away from the situation for just a bit, you know, whether it's a minute, whether it's a day, whether it's a week, whether it might even be a month. Sometimes when we focus so much of our energy on like, we've got to solve the problem right now, and you know, the whole thing, you get even more constricted in your energy. So it doesn't allow the universal energy to kind of flow through you and be like, yeah, this is a fun place to be. I want to hang out here. It's like crimping the garden hose, right? The water doesn't come out very much. So I think when we get too constricted in our process as creators and artists and entrepreneurs, Bitcoiners, it can stop the flow of the divine that comes through us. And so that's one thing. So just walk away, just say goodbye to the thing that you're struggling with and let it sit for a bit and then go regroup and get yourself rebooted. So walk away. And then the second thing, of course, I'm going to tell you is to dance. Put some songs on that get you flowing and moving your inspiration around, and let the divinity cruise around through you. It's so much fun. And when you start having that gratitude and being present in the moment and the stoke is there, somehow it starts to create more freedom in our brain, and so that we can solve problems better and we can get unstuck. So whether you're solving like a complex business or math problem in your left side of your brain, or if you're over in Creativeville and you're trying to, you know, come up with something that is a little bit more flowy, both of them, it's important. Just go move your body, go dance, and then just go kind of let these things move around. And so I think ideas have structure and form somehow in this cosmic universe of ours. And I think that when we try to put them into containers, our vessels, if we're like this, the ideas can't really blossom, you know? So it's kind of like trying to put it's a potted plant versus a big garden that can grow freely. And so sometimes you got to break the walls down so you can have a free garden. And that's what we have to do to get unstuck. So that's another thing that I like to do. The third, number three, is just ask a friend. Call up one of your friends or several of them and let them know what you might be stuck with. If you're stuck emotionally, if you can't seem to shake a feeling of anxiety or depression, if you can't seem to, you know, figure out what decision to make for should I date this guy or this girl? Should I take this job? Should I go left or right on my journey across America kind of thing? Call a friend. Sometimes it's just helpful for you to get that energy out and talk. And then somehow the message comes through so that you can feel again free. So it's again, releasing, you know, consciously and with awareness, releasing the blocks in our life. And so, you know, there's a variety of ways to do it, like I said. So that's really a good one. So asking friends. Another thing that I do sometimes is my three buckets. And this is something that I do in this 11X Love method, in this 11X project. So the three buckets are the must-haves, the nice-to-haves, and the deal-breakers. Or the fuck-yeahs, the oh yeah, and then the deal breakers, you know, or the fuck knows. And we really want to focus on getting clear, you know, with what are our must-haves, nice-to-haves, and deal breakers. Because how can you get clear on where you wish to go, how you wish to feel in the moment or in the future, if you don't understand yourself and if you don't understand what you want and don't want in this situation? And then once you kind of clearly define your desire and your undesire, then you can start creating strategy around that. You can create action around that. So that's what I like to do. So three buckets. So if I'm stuck about which business to do, like right now I'm in the process of building this. It's kind of big, but it's not. Like my mind, you know, thinks in terms of like global change and shifts, and tools to facilitate that, whether it's music, meditation, journaling, et cetera, connection, community, accountability, memberships, et cetera. We need each other. And a lot of us don't have like an accountability buddy or group because we're solopreneurs. And so to me, that's something that we miss out on if we're not working in teams, like in different, you know, offices or educational institutions or creative agencies, et cetera. You miss out on the opportunity for some accountability and collaboration. So you have to actively make it happen. And so it takes a little bit more work to get us solo people together. But it's definitely super important to have a pod, have a little micro accountability tribe and a micro support tribe, you know, that speaks your language, that has similar values, similar missions. You don't have to have the same exact goals. You don't have to have the same exact skill sets, but the values that you wish to embody as a human, it makes it, you must have those if you're going to have these accountability pods and tribes, mastermind groups. You know, there's a variety of names for all of them. So, you know, so that's number four. So number one is walk away, just get away for a minute or two or a week. Number two is move your body and dance. Number three is asking a friend. Number four is the three buckets. So must-haves, nice-to-haves, deal-breakers, right? If it's not a fuck yeah, it's a fuck no. So that's kind of my philosophy for manifesting things. But the fifth one is meditation and prayer and just getting out of your own way. So that's something I like to do with my clients and students, is help them get out of the way. And when I say that, it means getting out of your head with all of the blockages and all of the, again, the constriction and the limitations. So when we have limiting beliefs and when we have limiting perspectives, then that's as far as our imagination can go. It's difficult to envision the hump over the obstacle that's in front of you. And so meditation for me personally is a lifesaver. I do it every day. My meditation is pretty simple. I don't do like a 2-hour meditation. It's usually about 15, 20 minutes. I play a couple songs. I sing mantras. I chant. I journal. I pull cards each day because I just love artwork and I love words. And the people who do the cards that I've selected for myself are fabulous artists, like cool psychedelic art or kind of mystical, pretty stuff. And it's all just positive messages, you know, and things that I somehow, when I pick one up, it's almost like it knew I needed to hear that message, you know? So I think for me personally, having art and words are one of my love languages. And so that feels nice. I feel like I'm getting nourishment from spirit. So my meditation and peace practice every day is that. I sing, I chant, I pray, I focus on what I love, what I'm grateful for. I have these 11 areas that I go through in life and I acknowledge each one. And then I also consider what I'm going to do for the day in each one of those areas. And then I journal and then I pull the cards and then I have a great day. And a lot of times I have to go back again and again or up to my mat. And I have a couple different meditation areas. Like that's my business meditation area. And I have one up in my bedroom as well. And your physical environment is so important, you know? And so some people are like, well, I'm not an artist or I'm not, you know, I don't care about that stuff. Yes, you do. Your soul does, even though you might not think it does. But you know, the feeling that you get when you walk into a space that is dirty, messy, doesn't look like anybody cares about it, and just sloppy, just feels like gross, right? And then you know how you feel when you walk into a place that has, you know, brightness in it, or it has color, it has pleasing colors to you, it has shapes and textures that are like, whoa, these are neat. It has care. It looks like somebody took time to like think of like, oh, if people were sitting here, they would want to face each other or whatever. There's not clutter on the floors, things like that. So it feels like inviting and yummy versus this over here that feels like, ooh. So for me, one of the best things that I've done for myself is to make my whole life trying to emulate this experience of every room I walk in, even though there is some clutter here and there, and I don't feel good when I have it there, if I don't take care of my stuff, I feel happy and joyful. Like it's nice to move around my space. And then in each of my spaces, the business area and then upstairs, I have altars and I have cushions so that I sit there every day, both of them. Every time I might feel stuck, I go back to one of those spots and then I just kind of sit there and it's almost like I'm taking a bath in the former energy. And it sounds kind of weird, but it's true. That's why temples are built. That's why cathedrals are built. That's why sanctuaries and monasteries are built. There's the place of healing and worship and your connection with divinity. You can connect with divinity sitting in a red light, right? But when you have that intentional way of setting up your space, it makes it like, whoa, this is super cool. And so it almost like can snap you into a state of connection. And that feels really good, especially if you're in the middle of a day and you need a reboot, you know, so go do that. But that's it. I just wanted to do a quickie little thing. I'm going to be working on this 11X project, still thinking of the names, but I'm going to start inviting you all to do some experimental lab work with me in the 11X Love Lab. It's the Love Lab. We're going to be working on writing our code, our manifesto for life. We're going to be working on accountability, and we're going to be working on our creative expression and really becoming prosperous in all areas of life, and especially learning about Bitcoin. How does Bitcoin work, and why should I care? And you know, how is it going to make my life better? I'm struggling right now. And so we're going to go over all that. Bitcoin is such an important tool for freedom. It's an important tool for those of you who care about choice. If you're somebody who enjoys not being told what to do by ignorant politicians, Bitcoin is a good alternative for the fiat system. The fiat system is basically, fiat means by decree. So it just basically means the government has the power to enact, like, you guys have to use our ledger. The money is just a ledger. It's, you know, it's a series of IOUs and that's it. If you think about it, really. And so if you're forced to use the ledger that a centralized government wants you to use, or a centralized entity, and if they decide, well, we want to put some more of these zeros at the end of the ledger and we're going to put them in our account but not yours, they just stole your purchasing power. And so what Bitcoin does, because of its scarce supply of only 21 million ever being produced, you're not going to have a central agency or government that goes in and says, well, we want to go print another 10 million just because we need some extra Bitcoin. it doesn't work that way. So what it does is it gives you more certainty that your purchasing power will grow over time, not diminish. And so that to me was really appealing. And as a freedom lover and a rebel and somebody who wants to have choice, I don't want to be using an instrument that's controlled by the government if I don't have to exchange value with my fellow humans. And so so we're going to talk a lot about Bitcoin. So this 11x Love project, guys, is going to be great. And I can't wait to share it with you. But remember, Bitcoin is great for freedom and choices. It gives you an opportunity for your future to be controlled by you. And I think you might like that. So we're going to talk a lot about that here in the show. But remember, five ways to get yourself unstuck, motherfuckers. Walk away, go out in nature, just step away from the project, whatever it is, whether it's emotional, financial, a house project, whatever, just take a break. Dance, move your body, play some kick-ass songs. Woohoo, that's great, right? Move the energy. Number three, ask a friend or friends for some help. Just be like, I'm kind of stuck. And then just sometimes you just need to get it out and then the answer appears. Fourth one is three buckets, the must-haves, nice-to-haves, and deal-breakers. And then the fifth one, of course, is prayer and meditation and turning it over. Turn it over to God, goddess, spirit, creator, whatever the words are that you choose to give your devotion to the divine. And doesn't sound devotion to the divine. Give your devotion to the divine. Yummy. But let's do that, you know? So I'm officially getting myself unstuck. I asked a friend for help this morning and she helped me and now I'm unstuck. So here I am. But I'm going to jump on a call. I'm excited. We're going to be talking about creating some new Bitcoin music videos. That'll be interesting, right? Again, my name is DJ Val. How's it going? Yay. Go check me out and say hey on Twitter at DJ Valerie B Love. And you guys can get the show notes for this mini little podcast episode at djvaleriebelove.com. And then go over to fountain.fm, please. Subscribe to the podcast. And you can stream some sats to us and support the show so that I can pay for my microphones and electricity and stuff. So that would be cool. But I'm so excited. And then so guys, check it out. So at Hodlanot also, go over and you can make a donation to him at defendingbtc.com. And you can also go check him out on Twitter. He is somebody who is getting sued by some other person who is not a good person who pretends he's Satoshi Nakamoto and but won't prove it. So it's just really ridiculous. So instead of proving it, he's trying to just play around with stupid legal crap and wasting time. But we're trying to help him with a legal fund so that he doesn't have to. He can defend himself against this bully and predator. So that's it. Anyways, love you guys. Peace, love, and warm aloha. Everybody inhale with me. And exhale, peace. Inhale, love. And exhale, peace. One more time. Inhale, love. And exhale, peace. All right, until next time, my friends. Peace, love, and warm aloha. Bye.